Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I didn't even ask you guys. Did everybody have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did, Riggins.
Was it exhausting?
Yeah.
I believe that.
I was pretty tired.
Because Lindsay sent out a group, like, Happy Thanksgiving text to everybody.
Yeah.
And it was late in the day before TJ got in and was like, sorry, I was cooking all day.
Yeah.
I was like, I believe that. You're not really looking at your phone when you're in the kitchen the whole time.
Yeah.
So that's great. Lindsay, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
You can tell who wasn't cooking me.
You weren't?
Yeah. No, I did have a good Thanksgiving.
That's awesome.
It was good.
We had a good time, too. We had 13 people. So it's me and my brothers and their wives and my parents and then six kids. So, and it's in my parents' house, which is in a 55 and up community. And there's not a lot of activity going on over there until those kids get out there and you could go to the end of the street and you just hear screaming. It's chaos.
Yeah.
And my parents will tell you, it's chaos. It's controlled chaos, but it's chaos.
Yeah.
And there wasn't enough room for me to spend the night because they only have so many rooms. So I said, I'll volunteer to go back and forth on Wednesday and Thursday. And when I got ready to leave on Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving, my mom said, can I come with you? Like, she was just looking to get out. A couple years ago, they would say, oh, we'll find place for you. Now she's like, I get it. You can go.
Yeah.
So the night before Thanksgiving, we had Portillo's, which is like an Italian beef place in Chicago. We had it shipped in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. Everybody's drinking. Then Thursday, came back to the house with the dog. We have a great time. Everybody's drinking, having a great time. And then on Thursday night, I get ready to leave, and I say, oh, I'm going to get my leftovers, you know, before I go. But my mom's got kids crawling on her, like, between the ages of 12 and 2, and they love their Mimi.
Yeah.
They mm-hmm. love her. So she said.
So do we.
Everybody.
We love their Mimi.
Yes. Oh, Mimi.
So she said, listen, it's too dramatic. What we'll do, I'll pack up the stuff tomorrow. And then me and your father will hand deliver your leftovers to your house this weekend.
I love her.
And I say, hell yeah. So this weekend they did. Both of them came over with a cooler full of all the Thanksgiving leftovers plus a bunch of other stuff. And it was, you know, super kind of her to do that.
So the other families didn't get any leftovers?
Yeah, they got some. But my other brother stayed the night because he was going back to Atlanta in the morning. And then my other brother got his that night. But
was there extra gravy?
There was not extra gravy. Okay. She boofed that one again.
Okay.
But here, we have the regular menu. We had turkey, mashed potatoes, cream corn. My sister made a kale salad with cranberries in it and pomegranate seeds. Pumpkin pie, pecan pie. You know, all the standards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the kale salad, all the standards.
Kale salad with the pomegranate seeds. Interesting
Get
addition
that
to the
here.
Thanksgiving table.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
A green salad. Not only a salad, but it's made with kale. Interesting.
Was it good?
I didn't try it, but it looked fabulous.
Yeah.
Brought a lot of color to the Thanksgiving plate.
Yeah, it's more of a centerpiece.
Yeah.
A decoration.
I'm not 100%
arrangement.
Sure.
It was more of an arrangement.
Yeah. I don't know that it was totally edible, but it looked pretty for sure. Mm-hmm. The red and the green getting you in the mood for the holiday season, but. Yeah, it was great. We ended up having a great time, and the booze was a flowing.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you get tipsy, TJ?
I didn't. No,
good for you.
No, I didn't.
Well, you were working.
Mm-hmm. I drink a lot of beer while I'm cooking, and considering I was cooking for 2 days straight,
two days.
Yeah,
you cram them in there.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
but at a pace that it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you enjoy it.
The cooking part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and if anybody has known me more than 5 minutes, you know that I think the best gift you can give or receive during the holidays is a gift from Omaha Steaks. That's right. Omaha Steaks, their quality is unrivaled. Their taste is fantastic. It's guaranteed perfection in every single bite of Omaha Steaks. And right now, you save an unforgettable 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. And then you can score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. It's unbelievable. You're going to love it. And with 5 generations of experience, they consistently deliver the world's best steak experience. And it's not just steaks. It's mouthwatering desserts, side dishes, and more. So save 50% site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com. And our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. Minimum purchase may apply.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace isn't easy. Let CompuCom guide you. They help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's CompuCom at CompuCom.com. That's CompuCom.com.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric South Park Charlotte. Beautiful rooms paired with incredible dining options, all nestled perfectly in the beautiful South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay online at TJRiggins.com/Hyatt.
The Cabarrus Arena has a packed calendar right now, but if you need space for an event, they've got you covered. 150,000 square feet of space to suit any event needs. They've got it. Go to CabarrusArena.com to check them out. CabarrusArena.com.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Don't forget a new edition of the TJ and Jody's House podcast today. A little bit of a lethargic episode because we recorded it yesterday and we were tired, had to get up and take our daughter to the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning. Oh my gosh. All that, and we quarreled a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit. And we have a new sponsor. Cozy Earth is a new sponsor to the TJ and Jody's House podcast. If you go to Cozy Earth and check out some of their products, and you go to buy them, if you use the promo code TJ, you'll get 41% off of your purchase. So TJRiggins.com/deals, and then use promo code TJ, and that's 41% off. Better than the Black Friday deals, and I guess Cyber Monday deals as well. Now, personally, I have the bubble cuddle blanket. The bubble cuddle throw is what I have, and it's luxurious, and if I lived in the house alone, I'd be under it naked watching ball games.
Oh yeah.
Naked. That is how soft it is.
Oh.
And heavy. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Is it heavy?
That's
is
the key it? To mm-hmm. it. The heaviness.
It is heavy.
I have a pajama set that's so cute.
Oh, from Cozy Earth?
Yes, of course I do. You do. Of course. I have two, actually. And I've never slept better. Like, when I sleep in those, I'm gone for like 8 solid hours.
Wow.
Yeah. It's great.
So, thanks for showing me up, Lindsay.
Well,
I'm talking about my one throw, and you're like, I have two pajamas.
It's about me, okay?
All right, so the top workplace taboos, and I guess this is especially true during the holidays. Number five is gossiping about a colleague. Can you imagine? Nobody can even go to the bathroom during the show when we take a break without everybody else gossiping about them as soon as they walk out.
I know. When I'm peeing, I'm like self-conscious. I'm thinking, or what are they saying about
me? We created that.
Yeah.
Number four is dating a manager or anyone above you.
Oh, well.
That's a number four taboo. Number three, drinking any amount of alcohol at work.
Oh, can you imagine? On.
Oh, fuddy duddies.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not running any equipment or anything.
You're right.
Yeah, come on.
You're being so uptight.
Please. Lighten up.
Number two is using drugs during work.
Well,
again,
specified drugs.
And the number one thing, which. Again, this number one thing was listed as worse than the number two thing, which was using drugs at work, getting drunk during work hours. People say that's worse than using drugs.
Well,
it's not illegal, man.
I guess. Well,
public drunkenness, technically, I guess, would be. But if you're working from home, is that a bad thing? You get drunk while you're working from home?
I don't think so.
What about a little cubicle? You're in your own space.
Yeah. Can you pop a couple tops in here, bro?
Yeah.
Doing my job?
Yeah, when we worked at a regular radio station, we always had alcohol in there in our office.
Fireball Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was getting drunk, really.
No.
But
except the last one there.
Yeah.
That's true.
Whoever that was.
Turn it up a little
probably
bit.
Probably had some sorrows to drown.
Sure.
No big deal.
We've all been there.
Mm-hmm. So, So that's the number one thing, getting drunk at work. Don't do that, according to these people with the PR Newswire. What do they know?
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, with all the people getting together for holiday activities, there is a young lady who has her philosophy about how you should travel to these holiday events. See if you agree with her. Right up front, I see where she's coming from. I don't want that to sway which way you go, because you know that I'm always right, but give it your own opinion. And that might happen a lot easier if I turn the volume up on it so you can actually hear it.
There's one thing about me you should know. It's that I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there. I'll drive. No, it's okay. We'll pick you up. No, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you and your offer. I'll drive. I'll meet you there. And then I can leave whenever I want.
Okay, with the exception of her eating while making a 15-second video, she can't stop eating long enough to talk to the camera, and she still has to edit it 10 times and do those what the kids call jump cuts. Take that out of it and act like she does have some sense about that one thing, driving herself so she can leave. Because some people feel trapped if they're having to wait on other people and they're in a car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Riggins, I could see this being something you would agree with.
Absolutely.
But I have a question for you, and I don't mean this to be confrontational at all. I'm not being sarcastic. It's an honestly curious question.
This will be good.
So why do you still feel like you have to, when we're at events and stuff, disappear and not tell anybody that you're leaving or say goodbye to anybody? It used to be because you said you don't like when people go, oh, don't leave. Yeah. And then they go through that. But nobody does that anymore. Everybody knows that you don't like that. So we wouldn't do that anymore. But you still just, like the one from last weekend was a magic trick. I mean, it was, I'm not kidding. Even handsome husband Michael was going, I swear he was just standing right there.
Yeah. It's almost like smoke should pop up and he just disappears.
And he was gone.
Yeah.
So why do you do that?
Because for that reason, you don't want to make a big fuss out of like the, you know, departure. We've said hello. We've talked for that. And that's an important part. You have to spend a significant amount of time with everybody. Yeah. So you can pull that off.
But the people that you were there with at that moment, if you would have said, hey, I'm getting out of here, everybody would have said, all right, be careful going home. Going to get your dogs now? All right, cool. See you later. Thanks for coming. Nobody would have said, Riggins, don't go. Please don't go. Because we know that you don't like it.
Is it because you feel guilty leaving when other people are there?
No.
Because that's sometimes how I am. I'm like, oh, I feel guilty because I want to go. And
No. I put in the right amount of time. Why do I just think it's easier to do it that way.
Yeah.
Than having like, okay, everybody stop what you're doing now. Let me go say bye individually.
Or you
individually.
Could have just taken a couple of steps, yelled out our name, and then waved. We would have waved. See you later.
Yeah.
Going on that. I think that ranks right up there with Rob not speaking to us at the grocery store when he sees us.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that.
I don't agree with the
premise that you wouldn't make a big deal out of it. I know the people in that group you're talking about.
Well,
maybe you wouldn't have. But there were other people there that would have made a big deal.
And at my age now, I worry. So it gets me thinking, like, where is he? Is he okay? Mm-hmm. Like, that's where my head goes now, which is maybe disturbing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if I was 7 or something. But they know. I'm old enough to take care of myself.
I know, but it's just. But
they wouldn't have said anything.
Okay.
At this point, they would not have. They've been around you long enough to know they wouldn't have tried to keep you there. And
well, it's
make
not
a big
it's
deal
not personal. I do that with everybody.
Yeah, I know.
It's not just you.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So a lot of people were asking me, did your sister-in-law make the green bean casserole? I made a statement about this years ago. I like green bean casserole at Thanksgiving. My sister-in-law likes to add special ingredients. She doesn't like following a recipe. And I made one little comment about it maybe 10 years ago. And every year she brings it up. oh, were you talking about my green bean casserole again? I said, no, I love it. I hope you make it. So this year she did make it. And she added some special ingredients.
She made
the green bean casserole. And she goes, yeah, I made it just like you like it. But I did add onions and garlic and mushrooms and bacon. Well, okay, well, you didn't make it.
She did a homemade version of it then.
She kind of did a homemade. She jazzed it up with her own taste. But when you put bacon in a casserole, it always becomes like a little flabby. And it overpowers the flavor of everything else.
Yeah.
And she kept running her mouth. And I took two helpings to not hurt her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ran her mouth about it as she was walking out of the door. I said, well, now that you keep talking, I'm going to be honest. It didn't make it any better. You should have made it back. Yeah. I gave it to her good.
But just leave it. I mean, it was good. Like, just leave it. Well, yeah.
We figured it out. And it was good, but it was just fun.
Did she not fry the bacon before she put it in that green bean casserole?
I don't know. I was eating a lot of flabby pieces of bacon, I'll say that. Yeah. It was delicious, though, and I love her. I also averted a crisis. I told my mom she loves playing mahjong with the older ladies.
Yeah.
I said, you know, TJ's wife wants to learn how to play. My mom lit up like the 4th of July. Give her my number. I want her to come. We'll teach her how to play. We would love to add another lady. And I said, you know what? I'll do that. And then yesterday I'm sitting around and I thought, TJ's wife and my mom in the same room? Who needs that? No way I'm not giving her the number. Who needs those two getting together and talking about us?
Oh,
I got enough people against me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they'd be talking about you a lot more than they'd be talking about me.
Well, sure.
They'd be talking about, you know, what we're going to do with Riggins, you know, to get to the next stage of life and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. Jody's always, well, not anymore, because she finally got the message that you don't like it when she tried to fix you up with people and all that. But I'm sure she still has opinions.
I'm sure she does.
And your mom probably does too.
Yeah, I just thought, no, I don't need my worlds colliding in that way.
Well,
no, thanks.
They're going to be talking about you and setting you up. Can I come?
Yeah, no.
I want to learn.
Setting up, I'm all right with. But if you're just going to sit there and be critical about my life, I don't need that.
No.
Oh, Jody wouldn't be that. No. She's never critical about anything.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. Some quick little Jody updates here. That's my wife. And she's an eccentric type, you know, just kind of out there, you know. Living in a world of her own.
Interesting characterization.
She always says that I'm getting too many rolls for whatever meal it is. That's too much. It's too many. You're going to be throwing those away. It's too much. We would have six people, and I got several bags of those Mrs. Schubert's rolls or whatever. They're not my favorite, but they're everybody else's favorite. My kids love them, and my kids will eat on them for days.
Mm-hmm.
So I got extra on purpose. Jody goes into the pantry the other day eating leftovers. She goes, well, I'm gonna get one of these rolls. And I told you they were too many. We were gonna have too many. I said, you can't be going to get one and say that there are too many of them.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're wanted.
Yeah, you're eating them now at this moment.
Yeah. Good thing we have them.
Exactly. And they're gone now. They were eaten all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Too many for what? I mean, it's like, oh, this.
And then every year she does the sweet potato casserole and the green bean casserole. And every year she puts the green bean casserole in the oven under the broiler just to toast the marshmallows and burns them. She wasn't going to do it this year. I'm not doing it this year. She put them in there. And then she said, I mean, I just put them in there. She pulls them out. The marshmallows are burned on the top. So she's got a 550 degree broiler on top of delicate marshmallows. And you can't put them in the oven and then turn around and start talking to people.
You just, it's a quick turnaround.
Can't do it.
I'm going to take a nap while these broil.
Catch on fire.
But the thing that she does now that's so weird to me, she fluffs the pillows on the couch, right? And then when she gets through fluffing the pillows on the couch and they look perfect, she does a complete karate chop on top of them. Boom, yeah. Boom, 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 and goes down the line. And they all have just look like they've been hitting in the top of, with an axe.
Mm-hmm.
Is that normal? Is that what people do?
Yeah, it's the thing. It's the thing. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she's acting like Hong Kong Fooey in there.
Also, it's good to get our frustration out, but yeah.
A little Jody Judo.
Yeah.
It is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
But if that's the style.
It is.
I guess so.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right. I have made the decision, and I am standing firm, that I will never make chicken and dressing again for Thanksgiving. I love it. It's one of my favorite Thanksgiving dishes. And the way I make it is, obviously, it's delicious. Because I have a knack.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that it wasn't great. It's just that I did a different dressing this year as a mystery dish that I've been talking about doing. I was going to do a mystery dish. And I'll probably do that every Thanksgiving, come up with a mystery dish.
Okay.
And it was crawfish and andouille sausage cornbread dressing. Mm. And in a side-by-side taste test, everybody at my Thanksgiving liked that kind of dressing better than the chicken dressing. And there was way more of it that was cooked. It made a lot more than the chicken dressing, and then there was way more of it gone.
Mm.
So,
okay.
So just judging by that, and it's easier, you know, it takes less time to make. So
it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Is it more expensive?
Yeah.
Probably a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Crawfish is pretty pricey.
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody eats that.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. My daughter ate around the sausage. You know, she does eat bacon now. I forgot about that. She eats bacon. And she tried the sausage. She just didn't like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But ate the crawfish?
Oh, yeah. That's loves crawfish.
That's wild to avoid the sausage, but eat the crawfish.
Considers that a seafood, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was. It was
I'm upset delicious. You didn't have any left over for me.
Mm-hmm. But I get finished with the leftovers before everybody else does, because when you spend 2 days just being drowning in that food, you know, because you're having to cook it and taste it and test it and, you know, all of that, by the end of the second day, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. People stretch it out for days and you're like, aren't you just tired of eating that?
But
a lot of people feel you just got to finish it.
And handsome husband Michael doesn't eat leftovers, even on the same day. Like Thanksgiving night, everybody else is in there getting some more, you know, reheating the stuff and all that. Once it becomes a leftover, he doesn't eat it.
He's just sick of it, or it just grosses him out.
No leftovers of any kind any day.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because little friend Jenny's like a garbage disposal. She'll just like crush anything.
She didn't even wait to reheat it. She's just eating cold dressing and dumplings and all that stuff.
That's funny.
Shoveling
that's
it funny. In. And he was eating Ruffles and onion dip. For dinner.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. What are the new top workplace taboos? You don't want to engage in tabooic activity at the workplace. So
tabooic.
We'll tell you what you need to look out for so you're not caught tabooing out there at work.
Thank God. So it was a big weekend at the box office. Over the five-day Thanksgiving holiday, $420 million. And that's mainly because of three movies, Wicked, Gladiator 2, and now Moana 2.
Yeah.
So it set a record, the most successful Thanksgiving box office ever in cinematic history.
Mm-hmm.
But Moana 2 accounted for over $200 million. So almost half of that came straight from that one movie. And I didn't see a lot of commercials for it, but it was clearly the power of the family getting their kids out of the house on a long holiday weekend.
And it was on Thanksgiving Day that you went, Lindsay?
It was. 9:30 in the morning.
I didn't know theaters open on Thanksgiving Day. I thought it was always the day after Thanksgiving that they open. But
it's a huge tradition for a lot of families. Which I know. It seems so foreign to me because that's not how we did it. But a lot of people go.
They're open every day, I think. Like Christmas Day, too.
Really?
Theaters, I think theaters open literally every day.
That's for the Chinese people and the Jewish people.
Fair enough.
Only.
Well, I mean, mainly that's their customer base on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Just like the Chinese restaurants make a lot of money from Jewish customers on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know any families that would go to the movies on Christmas?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Because, I mean, there was no movie in our town. You had to drive an hour to go to the movie. So. Mm-hmm.
Right. God. Ew. We had to drive an hour to go to the movie. I believe it, though. But, you know, $420 million lot, Rob saw Wicked twice. So part of that $420 million came out of Rob's wallet.
And Gladiator. I saw that, too.
Oh, you saw that twice?
Yeah. No, just spending some money,
I saw Gladiator, too. Yeah.
It's not cheap to go to the movies. I mean,
it is not.
Because you're getting popcorn and candy.
No. I just go to the movies.
Oh, you don't get any snacks?
No, not usually.
Oh, good for you.
He's just there to sing his heart out. today is Cyber Monday, and if you don't want to do anything crazy, spend a ton of money, go to tjriggins.com/deals and find some of the best deals on the internet right there. How about that?
Yeah.
Woo. Perfect little segue. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people checking it out. Great. And great big sales on Amazon as well. And then Target is trending today. Because they've introduced their Christmas commercials. You might have seen them during the football games. But the reason they're making the news is because they've introduced their own version of sexy Santa. Mm-hmm. They're calling him Chris K. And I feel like that's a very popular thing to do now. Make Santa sexy. Why does he have to be sexy? I don't get it.
I'm okay with it.
You like it? Is he sexy?
Yeah.
He is.
He sure is.
Chris K. Because the mothers are cadults who want to continue... You know, taking over everything and making it their own little playland.
Is that it?
And so now Santa has to be sexy for the moms. Mm-hmm. And it also tears down American traditions.
No big deal.
Everything does. Tears down American traditions. Just like this movie with Jack Black. It's a Christmas movie. Supposed to be a feel-good Christmas movie. And he plays Satan.
Mm. What?
Because the kid can't spell, and he sends his letter to Santa, but he sends it accidentally to Satan because he misspelled Santa. So now Satan comes, and they have a Christmas movie with Jack Black pretending to be Satan.
What a sick idea.
That's terrible.
It's kind of funny. I mean, that made me chuckle, but that is sick.
I do want to see it.
Oh, really?
There we go.
More about Thanksgiving coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and if anybody has known me more than 5 minutes, you know that I think the best gift you can give or receive during the holidays is a gift from Omaha Steaks. That's right. Omaha Steaks, their quality is unrivaled. Their taste is fantastic. It's guaranteed perfection in every single bite of Omaha Steaks. And right now, you save an unforgettable 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. And then you can score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. It's unbelievable. You're going to love it. And with 5 generations of experience, they consistently deliver the world's best steak experience. And it's not just steaks. It's mouthwatering desserts, side dishes, and more. So save 50% site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com. And our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. Minimum purchase may apply.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Oh, I got a funny Jody thing. I know y'all like it when Jody's little idiosyncrasies are brought out on the show. I've got a new one. I haven't even told her that I've noticed this about her. So sure I'll hear about it when I get home. What is it, Jody? Pick on Jody Day? we'll do that later.
No one likes that on a Monday. Here's something weird you do that I've been noticing for a long time.
It's tough. This is weird.
Australia has passed a landmark social media ban for anybody under the age of 16. They announced it late last week, and it was all over the news over the weekend. So if you're under 16, you are not allowed to be on social media. I don't know how they're going to enforce that.
In what state?
In Australia.
Australia, okay.
Yeah, so anybody under 16, they said, we've learned through research that social media has a negative impact on children, and this is how we're going to handle it. by not allowing any kids under the age of 16. Do you?
I love it.
The government.
Because of bullying and, I mean, just having kids now, I love it. If I didn't have children, I'd be like, that's so dumb. Yeah. But now I want to protect them.
Yeah.
You know.
And for me, it's the withdrawing from the outside world, that attitude of having everything happening in their room or in front of them all the time and not being forced to go out and live amongst society. Mm. I think that's the biggest detriment that social media has caused.
I agree too.
But critics are saying this is an overreach of government. Who are you to come in and tell my kid what they're allowed to view on the internet?
Yeah.
So I understand that perspective as well.
Yeah. So it's telling little kids that they can't drink Jack Daniels, an overreach of the government?
Right.
I like this. You're in for a little more government intervention, especially in Australia.
Yeah, when it comes to things that are harming children, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah.
Glad to know that. It was a huge weekend at the movie theater, five-day Thanksgiving box office, $420 million. Now, that's between Gladiator 2, Moana 2, and the Wicked musical. But they said it was about $220 million just from Moana 2. So a lot of people went to go see that. I would imagine mostly kids.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, you saw it. Were there any adults there by themselves?
Oh, no. No. Everybody had kids. I made sure.
Okay. It was just a random question.
Before you would go in, you made sure.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit next to you if you're just an adult sitting in there.
It's weird, right?
It is weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't want to discourage Rob from going to see it, but
I'm going this weekend.
Okay.
So, by yourself or with a group of people?
With more adults.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, with more adults.
Because if it's one 40-year-old man sitting in there, people will raise an eyebrow. And,
sure.
You know.
I would think so.
Sure. Yep.
All right, fine.
Raise your eyebrows. Raise both of them.
Raise.
I don't care. I've avoided a disaster in my own life. I'll tell you how now.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and if anybody has known me more than 5 minutes, you know that I think the best gift you can give or receive during the holidays is a gift from Omaha Steaks. That's right. Omaha Steaks, their quality is unrivaled. Their taste is fantastic. It's guaranteed perfection in every single bite of Omaha Steaks. And right now, you save an unforgettable 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. And then you can score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. It's unbelievable. You're going to love it. And with five generations of experience, they consistently deliver the world's best steak experience. And it's not just steaks. It's mouthwatering desserts, side dishes, and more. So save 50% site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com. And our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. Minimum purchase may apply.